Lesson 5, The Creative Impulse by W.S. Maugham continued. Good afternoon, Bullfinch, said Mrs. Forrester. I wish to see your master. Mrs. Bullfinch hesitated for a second, then held the door wide open. Come in, ma'am. She turned her head. Albert, here's Mrs. Forrester to see you. Mrs. Forrester went in quickly, and there was Albert sitting by the fire, leaning back on an old armchair and reading the evening paper. How are you, my dear? Said Albert cheerfully, putting aside the paper. Keeping well, I hope. Won't you sit down, ma'am? Said Mrs. Bullfinch, pushing a chair forward. Could I see you alone, Albert? Mrs. Forrester asked, sitting down. I'm afraid not, Albert answered, because of Mrs. Bullfinch. I think she should be present. As you wish. Well, my dear, what have you to say to me? Albert asked. Mrs. Forrester gave him her best smile. I don't blame you for anything, Albert. I know it isn't your fault, and I'm not angry with you, but a joke's a joke, and should not be carried too far. I've come to take you home. Then I think you're wasting your time, my dear, said Albert. Nothing will ever make me live with you again. Have you not been happy with me, Albert? Asked Mrs. Forrester in a deeper tone, trying not to show her feelings were hurt. We've been married for 35 years, my dear. It's a long time, isn't it? You're a good woman in your own way, but not suitable for me. You're literary, and I'm not. You're artistic, and I'm not. But all this time I've been doing everything in my power to interest you in art and literature, said Mrs. Forrester. That's true. I can only blame myself if I didn't react properly. But I don't like the books you write, and I don't like the people who surround you. Let me tell you a secret, my dear. At your parties, I often very much wanted to take off my clothes, just to see what would happen. Aren't you ashamed of yourself, Albert? Asked Mrs. Bullfinch. You haven't got the right figure for that at all. Mrs. Bullfinch wants me to retire, Albert continued. I discussed the matter with my partners today, and they agree to settle everything nicely. They will buy me out, and I shall have an income of just under £900. There are three of us, so it gives us nearly £300 a year each. How am I to live on that? Cried Mrs. Forrester, using the last argument she could think of. You have a wonderful pen, my dear. You know very well that the books don't bring me any money. The publishers only say that they lose by them. And just then, Mrs. Bullfinch suddenly asked, Why don't you write a good detective story? Mrs. Forrester burst out laughing. Me? She exclaimed. What a wild idea! I could never hope to please the masses, and I have never read a detective story in all my life. It's not a bad idea at all, said Albert. I love a detective story, said Mrs. Bullfinch. Give me a lady in an evening dress lying dead on the library floor, and I know I'm going to enjoy it. Personally, I prefer a respectable gentleman with a gold watch chain lying dead in Hyde Park, said Albert. There's something particularly interesting to the reader in the murder of a respectable gentleman. I see what you mean, said Mrs. Bullfinch. He knew an important secret, and his murderers said they would kill him unless he kept his mouth shut. He just didn't manage to run away from them. We can give you all the advice you need, my dear, said Albert, smiling kindly at Mrs. Forrester. I've read hundreds of detective stories.